This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, what a no-brainer choice. I mean, I don't watch a lot of Fox. I don't watch any hardly CNN or MSNBC. I guess I monitor it some here and there, but mainly clips online. But she's one of the smartest, most talented people on Fox, and not just of the women. And I think she'd make a great press secretary. But I'm telling you, if he puts that Spicer in, I can hardly watch that guy. But I guess he's a little, you know, buddy-buddy of the rest of the Republican snot noses. Shame on the Republicans for trying to push him. I think it's a no-brainer, Roger. You were pretty excited a few nights ago. You were telling me you thought she was a shoe, and now you say it's on the fence?
Well, it's not clear. I have no particular inside information other than to say that I read in the Washington Examiner that this job would go to Sean Spicer. He is the man who picked John Harwood as the moderator for the RNC debate. Then I subsequently learned that she was in contention. She, as you say, she's the ideal face for the administration. Look, television is about appearances. You don't need a guy who's kind of fat and sweaty and defensive. And, you know, I just think she's right for the job. So,
of course, you don't have any inside information. You never do, Roger.
Well, I'm just, you know, I only know what I read. Let's move along.
All right. Other areas here. How's Trump doing? What do you think his chances are getting in? 98%, 90%? We know they're going to pull more services.
I feel pretty good about the Electoral College. You know, they've overplayed their hand, of course, through these death threats and other threats of violence. The near hysteria of the people's will being asserted is extraordinary. I've never seen it quite like this. People are belligerent and they're angry and they're near hysterical. I recounted to you the other day about a man who came up and spit on me on the street.
Sure, let me throw this in the time we have. Look, normally plays have three acts, but first it's, you know, he didn't get the popular vote, then the recount, he gets more votes than that. Now he's a Russian agent, we got to overturn the electors. That isn't going well, but they're still moving.
Yeah, look, the same thing, Alex. I talked to two lawyers this morning to see if I had a legal case regarding both Podesta in today's Washington Post and Jost Ernest claiming that I'm a traitor to my country. Because I'm a public figure, they're not optimistic. If I thought I could that I would have a chance in such a lawsuit, I would file it tomorrow because this is a vile lie.
Sure, but I mean, it's fighting words.
Contacts or influences or money, and I am a patriotic American who thinks Donald John Trump can save this country.
Here's my last question. What's the fourth act? I mean, we're all Russian agents, overturn the election. What's the next thing they're going to try? We know they aren't going to stop.
Well, you have a different period. They need to prevent Donald Trump from being sworn in and having the full powers of the presidency, because when he has the bully pulpit, he will have the superior fulcrum to address all these lies. And maybe we can have an honest FBI and an honest CIA who really provide accurate information to the chief executive so he can make good decisions. It's time for a house cleaning at both agencies. That's pretty clear.
I mean, it's got to be done. The arrogance of this rogue CIA group. I mean, we were correct last week. It was just a rogue group. That's why they won't talk to Congress. It's made up. There's got to be some type of punishment for Obama and Hillary for doing this.
Well, and for Obama, who would have to authorize any formal discussion between the CIA and the electors, as therefore obviously approved it, it just proves that he's in on the hijacking. I still think they will fall short.
But they're trying, so we are definitely in very interesting times, as the Chinese would say.
Look, I think you could go into an area of chaos. I cannot predict what the reaction of the Pentagon would be to that, or other rogue elements of government. I mean,
I know what the Pentagon's going to do,
and I can't tell you what position the local police will take. But I don't think the American people will stand for an undemocratic theft like that.
Yeah, let's just hope all these arrogant globalists don't push it too far. Roger, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Many thanks, Alex.
Coming up, we're going to carry the president's final statement.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a no one, it's a not for, it's a your step, but out of bed. It's strong.
Obama is set to speak in about 7-8 minutes. We're going to carry a little bit of it, but we already know what it's going to be. It's going to be, I talked to Putin and got tough with him. We got new sanctions, and I'm moving more troops into Europe. And the word is they're going to try to order our military to have some type of conflict with the Russians that are pushing out the ISIS Al-Qaeda forces from key areas in disputed zones of Syria. So it's going to be more disgusting grandstanding. Lynch refuses to say that it was the CIA. Even officially saying this, it's some rogue group. And she says that there's no evidence the Russians did hack. The FBI says that. And, of course, it just goes on from there. Clapper says it's not true. Now none of the agencies will go to Congress. So it's just like the Bushes with their Office of Special Plans making up WMDs in Iraq. That's my view, and I've got sources that are CIA contractors, defense intelligence contractors, and major military currently, let's just say officers. I called five people last week, and they said this is pure horse bull. And that's what William Binney has said, two British ambassadors and others. In fact, the word is, if Hillary was going to get elected, they were going to have people have a press conference and just go ahead and put their names out there. The government knows the leakers. One of them they shot four times in the back, probably DNC Mafia. So, and WikiLeaks has said that as well, Julian Assange. It is not the Russians. But meanwhile, the Chinese just grabbed one of our submarines, an unmanned submarine. It's threatening war, running all over us. So this is just crazy. Infowars.com is the news website. They are editing audio of us on Fox News, trying to destroy us. They're calling for us to be shut down. Three different networks say I should be silenced. This is the desperate, I think, temper tantrums of a power structure being pushed out the door. Maybe I'm wrong. I called him last week, and he said, I'll come on, or my producer did, Nico Acosta, he said, the lead producer. I said, I want to get Dr. Begich on the show also to give us his take on what's going on. We're probably going to get him on this Sunday, but we've got Dr. Pachinik on now. But I'm getting a lot of people that have government contacts to give us their take. And obviously, he's the former head of the State Department of Psychological Warfare, big connections to the CIA, the military, basically worked in most of these agencies, been involved in regime change. He's had a lot of high-level contacts. He obviously resigned from the Council on Foreign Relations after 9/11 because that was a false flag with the Saudis. But he joins us to break this down. I don't know his view yet. StevePachinik.com is his website. I usually check it. I haven't checked it, so he may have his views up there now. But he wanted to wait till Friday. I don't know if that was till he got more intel or until he was busy traveling or something. The point is, I go into these interviews naked, so we get a real interview, not doing a pre-interview. So he joins us now. So, Dr. Pachinik, what do you think is really going on here?
Well, Alex, you and I have been together for a long time, and one of the things that was so obvious and people really didn't get it was when I got onto your show and I said several months ago that Hillary and Bill had effected a civil coup. That wasn't, ex cathedra, that was not ad hominem. That was a very definite problem that we in the intelligence community, the selective part of the intelligence community, much of whom were involved, were military people. I'm not going to the specifics. And I warned you we would do a counter coup. We did. It was done through emails, through Julian Assange. I will not name individuals. I've always said Julian Assange was really a hero for America. I can guarantee that Russia was not involved. I have high respect for Vladimir Putin. I've worked with the Russians. I helped to take down the Soviet Union. I still have a very high respect for the Russians. The Russians did not need to hack into anybody's account. They can hack anything they want. So can the Chinese, but we do too. The real issue at hand is that Hillary failed miserably. And $1 billion.
Doc, I'm sorry to interrupt. The sun's shooting into your camera. It might also damage it. Can you tilt it down so it doesn't
sure.
burn out?
Yeah, no problem.
Just as we started talking, the sun shot into the lens. Thank you.
Well, that may be too much light on this issue. But the bottom line is, look at what's really happened, Alex. What's really happened subsequently has nothing to do with Hillary and almost nothing to do with Obama. We have been able to place through Trump, Mattis, Secretary of Defense, Michael Flynn, the White House, Kellogg in the White House, Homeland Security, military. Look at all the military positions and imagine what it is I have been saying for years. I want military men or women to get involved in our government, not to start a war, but to basically end this nonsense of alternative narratives which have destroyed our country. 9/11, Syria, Libya, Afghanistan, and the rest of the nonsense that was created by the Democratic administration, by Obama, Bush Jr., and the neoconservatives who are trying to get back into government but we're trying to stop them.
Well, let me stop you, because if, we have new listeners every second on 30, 40 new affiliates we've gotten in the last few months. You have laid all this out on your website. You have laid this out for several years. And it's not that we want a military coup. It's that our military is not perfect, but at least it doesn't want to sell us out to the communist Chinese and the globalists. And this project went so far to sell us out that we were down to the country basically being gone. And you said what Trump needs to do and others is bring in people to positions, block the globalists, restore the republic, right the ship. And I even write an article saying Rex Tillerson is a good choice. I agree. You break down the fact that he's actually bringing in patriots that are anti-globalist, and that he's not bringing in neocons. You know, the one guy at Treasury was at Goldman Sachs, but he was actually an anti-globalist and anti-NAFTA got there. So not everybody at Goldman Sachs is bad, is my point.
No, not at all. Goldman Sachs has a diversity of people. I mean, Bannon was at Goldman Sachs. He was a mergers and acquisitions. I had been an investment banker. I took down a major investment banking house that had $600 million, but they did illegal trading. Goldman Sachs has a lot of people, but the issue at hand here is that for the first time, we're bringing in businessmen, military individuals, people who are accountable.
Not just a bunch of lawyers. Exactly what you said we should push for. So let's talk about the real coup that's happened and then get back into Trump, because we're not bragging about this. It organically happened because of the people. It organically happened because the globalists were arrogant and they ignored the new media. I think their hubris is what we can really thank for the victory.
Well, we can thank several things. Let me go over it repeatedly. Number one, you and I, and you have been the voice, have been on the radio and call on the alternative media, which really has become the mainstream media. And the media of the New York Times and the other ones can't accommodate to that reality. So they call whatever we do fake news. Then they try to hit you. If they try to hit me, there's going to be a bigger problem. Because I'm not representing any particular faction other than the fact that I said from day one, we had a false flag, we had an attack against our government, and we've had a president whose background we know nothing about, Obama. I've said that Obama is an American that was not necessarily born here, but clearly his mother was a CIA operative who acted with great distinction, as was his grandparents. But for the most part, after 8 years, we know nothing about Obama. All of that problem has changed now because we're bringing in people who have had to accommodate to standards and accomplishments. Before that, we had a Hillary, had no accomplishments, had 32 years of being close to power, had been collusive, had been corrupt.
Let's just say it. We put in the softest, most disconnected group of wannabe elites. Nothing wrong with Ivy League folks. You went to Harvard, MIT, top of your classes. But these people just think going to Harvard, they're magical and better than everybody, and they have a true disdain for America.
Well, the key here isn't that I went to Harvard and MIT. The key was that I was already in the military, and the military sent me to Harvard and MIT.
No, I agree. I'm just saying not everybody's bad, but this core group of elitists are delusional.
Well, the core group of elitists are not only delusional, they are so depressed and angry. What's happening is they're hitting back and they're not affected. One of the most important things you've done, Alex, and this entire show has done, and then subsequently Trump and family has done, is to make Washington irrelevant. The CIA has become irrelevant. Homeland Security has become irrelevant. All of the issues on the Pentagon, where you have a million people in the back office for a million soldiers, they are becoming irrelevant. So what Trump is saying, and in effect saying, you know, get out of here, or the notion.
Let's be clear. There's a million bureaucrats for a million soldiers. There's a bureaucrat for every soldier.
That's correct. That's one back office person for every soldier. Now imagine what a waste of funds that is. It's close to $200 billion or more.
Shouldn't you have 20 soldiers for every bureaucrat?
I don't think so. We have one soldier for every bureaucrat, my friend.
No, I know, but I'm saying, isn't a better model I've read is 20?
It's what we call a teeth-to-tail ratio, would be 20 to 30 soldiers for every bureaucrat.
Sure.
But that's not in existence now. That's gone. Because most of our fighting components come in from special forces, from CELCOM, from a defense intelligence agency. They're highly specialized. The other issue is that we're coming into a cyber war area where, in fact, we don't need all these people in the Pentagon, where we need highly trained specialists who can, in fact,
Sure. Doc, stay there. The president's late speaking. We're only going to pop in a little bit, but we're going to go to break, come back, and then I got you off track. Let's get into the counter coup that's happened. They're now striking back. So they already had a coup, counter coup. Now they're attempting another, I guess, coup.
It's not going to work, Alex. Number one, the Electoral College.
I understand. But I mean, as you say, they're angry, they're butthurt, they're going to lash out. So what do you expect to happen? And what's the word from the intel community if they try something? I'm told if they try something, it's going to be seen as illegitimate, and they're going to be in big trouble. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Incredible time to be alive, folks. Tell your friends and family. Tune in right now. This is important stuff.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good evening, TV. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayles. And have a Merry Christmas.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
We're a lot of people.
Obama's late to his press conference. There's probably not much there, but we'll report to you what he's saying or what he's doing. We might play some clips if he gets into attacking Russia. This is a short segment, long segment, coming up with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Worked in high levels, black ops, State Department, you name it. Specifically, though, you mentioned how hysterical they are and how crazy they are. They have major newspapers calling for Trump's death and overthrow and insurrection and just basic panicking. So I agree with you. The whole military is turned against them, the intelligence community, the American people. Trump's polls are much higher than what they say, but polls do show that people are becoming more optimistic. His poll numbers are going up. It usually goes the other direction. But I don't want to be pessimistic, but what are you concerned about? I mean, I think they might try to set off a rogue nuke or something with some criminal group. I think Soros has doubled the amount of money to civil insurrection groups. It appears like they're going to try anything they can to overthrow this attempt to restore the republic.
I don't think Soros can do very much anymore. He's played out his hand with MoveOn.org and all the other issues, and with Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton. The truth of the matter is the entire government has shifted away from its old habits, and what's happening now is we're reconfiguring to be smaller, more effective, and we're concentrating on one issue, and that's jobs. I'm not worried about what the left can or can't do, or the liberal media. For the most part, they're finished. They know, and they can't explain, how did Alex Jones create this phenomenon? How did Trump come in without anybody understanding it? So what's happened is an entire new vocabulary where the alternative media becomes the regular media, where binary numbers, 1 and 0, can overwhelm a woman who spends $1 billion like Hillary and spends it foolishly on advertising on television. And we have a president who's a businessman. So this revolution is really what the American people want. This is what we need. Their responses are irrelevant. The fact that they talk about the Russians, that's not even relevant. Putin knows that. We know that. Our military is very close to the Russian military. We have all kinds of exchanges in the same way that our military has a very good relationship with the GRU and the FSB and several other areas. And now you have to remember that what Trump has done is literally to put in businessmen into the Treasury. He's put in an amazing businessman into the Secretary of State position, who I think, Tillerson, you know, I've never met the gentleman. I think his profile is perfect. I do thank James Baker, for suggesting him. And I think he should pick his own deputy. This is a man who's run a $400 billion corporation.
Well, he knows world leaders everywhere. They say he's extremely charming, the best salesman ever.
Well, you have to be. If you're going to be head of ExxonMobil, that is America. I mean, one of the things that I think your audience and the people in the United States have to understand is that the business of foreign policy is
energy.
It's business. We're out there to create more business for our business.
He's taking us back to what we were. What made us great is commerce.
That's exactly right. When I opened up and I was involved in the disarmament of the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, and we put a peace treaty there, which was one of the most significant things under James Baker, we were waiting for the businessmen. And who came in? No one. They came in from Australia. They came in from the Far East to take over Cambodian businesses. However, over time, our American businesses came in. What Tillerson has done is he's been in the forefront of American business, penetrating into Yemen, Chad.
He's been one of the few people actually expanding while everything else is contracting. And we just got some bad news in, but I'm going to see if this is even true, because the Washington Post now is hoaxing every day. I mean, they're worse than the Onion now, and I mean that literally, with Bezos running it. FBI-backed CIA view that Russia intervened to help Trump. So they've had the head of the FBI come out and say that isn't true. They've had the head of the Justice Department come out and say it. And now FBI Director Comey and National Intelligence Director James Clapper have backed the CIA assessment that Russia intervened in the 2016 election to help Trump. And it doesn't even say really where, but this doesn't even show proof. So they're now reversing themselves, they claim, but I don't even see the proof. Earlier this week, I met separately with Director James Comey and DNI Jim Clapper, and there is strong consensus among us of the scope, nature, and intent of Russian interference in our presidential election, CIA Director John O. Brennan said in a message to the agency's workforce, according to U.S. official. So this is a secret message they're saying inside the CIA that contradicts what the head of all intelligence is saying and what the attorney general is saying and what the FBI had saying. Does that sound credible to you?
What's not credible is, first of all, Obama's finished. He's been finished for the past 6 months or past 2 years. Everything that he's tried to accomplish is finished.
Sure, stay there. Let's talk about that, Doctor. But my point is, talk about a war inside the intelligence agencies. And the stuff that keeps coming out of the Washington Post is secret reports that Congress can't even see. Then the heads of the agency say it's bull.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, Obama is a good 18, 19 minutes late to give his, quote, final statement and press conference as president. But they're billing this as the final deal. There's major jockeying behind the scenes. This is clearly timed. I had a chance to read the article during the break. When I first saw this, that had just been published 6 minutes ago, when Obama was already late coming out, to give his speech, I thought, oh, my God, it's like on election night. Hillary wouldn't concede. And finally, at 2 in the morning, Obama called her and said, you got to, but don't worry. We'll try to beat him down the road. People are too awake. They're too upset. They're too ready for the steal right now. We got to challenge this once they go to sleep over the holiday. Well, now we know that's exactly what happened. And they have the CIA come out and say, no, it's all real. And Clapper and Comey agree. And they've reportedly had them double back in private meetings and say, okay, the Russians did manipulate the election. So is Obama about to announce that we need to have a new election as they have CIA minions like Bob Baer on TV? I mean, I'm telling you, my gut tells me they're going to go for broke. Are most of the intelligence agencies awake? Are the people awake? Yes. Is Soros activating the destabilization squads, doubling the money? Yes. Are they crazy? Did they fund the Arab Spring? Did they fund the Ukraine overthrow? Yes. Do they know that they're all about to have the whole system taken away from them and that globalism, as we know it, is over? And now it'll be Americanism globally, not globalism and not force, but commerce. They are in absolute conniption fit. And Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest. He got cut off by the break. He might want to, again, the sun is shooting into his camera. Maybe he can just lower that blind a little bit more. And I appreciate him doing that. But he's joining us via video Skype. So much to break down. So they're going after the free press now. They're going after us now. They're saying on three channels the last 2 days, shut Alex Jones down. I don't want to be the center of this. It shows how weak they are that we're kicking their butt. But it's the power is you, the listeners. But I'm telling you, they are coming after us because they know their time is short. The devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows his time is short. I mean that as an allegory, not literally. Before they say that I'm saying, you know, that this is the end of the world. So Dr. Pachinik is our guest here, and I know that I was just cutting him off at the break, but these are epic times. I want the audience to know how epic this is. The president is postponing his speech. Weirdness is going on behind the scenes. This is quite a jump they're making. They're clearly thinking about trying to have a new election. That will cause insurrection. But CNN says it's okay. They said this week a bunch of times, Mr. President, we want a national emergency, suspend the election. They're openly calling for it. So you're seeing what happens in third world countries right now, folks, but in a high-tech way. The ace in the hole is Trump going public, as I have relayed and others have relayed to him. He has to come out and say the Chinese gave you money, the Saudis gave you money, the EU got involved, the press got involved, illegals voted. Let's say the Russians were involved. Okay, that's one marble, you know, in the scale. The 20 marbles over here, the weight shows you manipulated it. It doesn't matter. And we all know it's a lie to begin with. This is incredible. We've had WikiLeaks tell us it came from Americans. We've had Americans that are killed. We've had spy chiefs tell us that. We've had ambassadors tell us that. We know that this is going on. Pachinik, try to boil this down as best you can. I'm really concerned. I know you're putting a good face on it, and you know, you believe what you're saying here, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but, I mean, what do you make of this?
Well, let's go back a while. I've been saying this for several years that, in effect, the people who created political narratives like Obama or Hillary or Bush Jr. that are not consistent with our American values have to pay a price. They have, and now Trump is the leader. Whatever they do is not going to impact on what we're doing right now. The people involved in the release of the WikiLeaks and who were involved in the intelligence community, as Julian Assange said, it was not the Russians, it's not the Chinese. In fact, if we could predict, and you and I could predict this outcome, then it bears fruit.
Well, you said U.S. intelligence was getting ready to do it a year ago.
I said this is going to happen a year ago. So, in effect, this is a fact. This is de facto. They can't change anything. If they want to attempt anything, what you're seeing is the squealing and the outcry of dying people. It's like elephants in a graveyard. They're screaming, they're yelling, they're ineffectual, they're eunuchs. We've done what we had to do, and no one's going to change that. I can assure you, no one will change that. Trump understands it. Our generals understand it. The real intelligence community that's not begotten to John Brennan will understand it. Brennan is finished. The CIA is finished. The Presidential Daily Briefing, which is the PDB, is finished. He doesn't want to read it. He doesn't care about it. And in fact, what we're talking about is the elimination of thousands and thousands of sycophants who've been in the CIA and the military establishment, who were not professionals, who did not go out and have to fight, who were not on the ground providing human, and instead were wasting our money on drones. So the reality is we will continue what we have put in place, and I've said this a year ago, I said it 2 years ago. Those who were involved in 9/11, those who were involved in the lies of Sandy Hook, those who were in line with Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bush Jr., have paid a very heavy price and will continue to pay that price. We have, in effect, won. This revolution, like any revolution, is major, but it has gotten rid of the garbage that we've had in Washington, particularly people who have no jobs, who are politicians, who are lawyers.
Sure, sure. Let me raise this. And by the way, the sun problem on your camera is good now, so thank you for that's fine now. Expanding on this, Dr. Pachinik, let me ask you this question. Clearly, they're trying, what would you call it? If they had a coup, we had a counter coup. This is pretty much admitted now. They know U.S. intelligence did it. They're so upset about it that they're trying to blame it on Russia for the optics. They think they're going to win. They're moving forward, but they look really panicked and scared. They're acting scared. They're running scared. Like you said, I agree with you then. How does this play out? I mean, what are the different scenarios? If Obama comes out, he's now like almost 30 minutes behind schedule. If he comes out and says, we're going to look at having new elections to float that trial balloon, what do we do?
We do nothing. Basically, it's not going to let us. It has no credibility. Obama's finished. He knows that. All he's trying to do is write the final chapters for his novel, or as he calls it, the autobiography. He can say whatever he wants. Nobody's going to listen. It's not legitimate. We couldn't care less what Brennan says. We couldn't care less what the CIA says or the FBI. Their credibility has been delegitimized. In fact, the new system, the new government is in waiting, and all it takes us is just a few weeks to stay there and wait. But in fact, the de facto regime is in place. Obama's irrelevant. He has been irrelevant for so many years, I can't even tell you. He's just basically speaking for his last chapter. Brennan is irrelevant. The CIA has become irrelevant. DNI will be knocked down. That's Director of National Intelligence. We don't need it. So in effect, what's happening is Trump is watching this as the elephants are dying, and they're literally dying. The Republicans who weren't with us, the Democrats who weren't with us, they're all finished. And they understand that the lobbying on K Street will also disappear. And a lot of other people will have no jobs. When you have thousands of people at stake, look at all those press people. They're not relevant. What's relevant is you, I, Roger Stone, and millions of others.
That's right. They don't get their vestigial. They don't get just the technology has moved on past them. We've just entered the vacuum. They don't even they think if they shut us up that somehow that will make them relevant again. They're making the same mistake that every other dying old system made.
That's exactly right. Alex, I want you to think for a moment. How can a woman who's supposedly bright, but I've always said she was never very bright, spend $1 billion on TV ads when Trump just simply picked up his iPhone and Twitter? Didn't cost him anything. This is 21st century technology. She couldn't think out of the box. She wasn't creative. Obama couldn't think out of the box. He was not creative. And what you're seeing now is the very essence of American entrepreneurship. By definition, you and I are entrepreneurs. Whatever content we provide, it's the basis of our livelihood. We create a company. We decide whether
we enrich. We produce something.
That's correct. But Obama has produced nothing. The CIA has produced nothing. All they
notice how Trump, they're admitting, is more presidential in a month of being president-elect and is more commander-in-chief and has already brought back more jobs. I mean, he's brought back just $50 billion from Japan, $10 billion in steel, 85% of the carrier jobs, and a bunch of other stuff. Now IBM says they're moving back. Apple says they're looking at moving back. All these other high-tech companies. And then the union for Obama bitches and says, you didn't bring all of them back to Indiana. And Trump tweets back, Well, this is why you lost the jobs to begin with. You ingrate. Then the media bitches and says in the Washington Post, quote, Trump's going to get people killed. He shouldn't hit back when he gets hit.
The point of fact is the media's finished. Bezos is not relevant in the Washington Post. The New York Times is owned by a drug lord from Mexico. I mean, it's a joke. The whole thing is finished. What's relevant is they're going to try to shut you down, but believe me, I've said it for a long time to you and your audience. You're far more important.
Well, let me ask you that question, and I know you have a lot of big sources. I have a lot of high-level sources, probably some of the same people. They say, including a source with Sessions, that they really are kicking around this week a way to go after the free press, the alt-right with me as a poster boy. That's why they've done a two-week demonization. But at the last minute, Lynch refused to do it, and others did. So this just shows that, and Lynch last year contemplated censoring the conservative press, which we're not even that. They call us that. So it really shows they've entered a hysteria mode. Don't they understand this destroys them in the view of the world?
No. What happens is their narcissism and their arrogance, as you said, is the cocoons, their whole idea of who they are and what they are, when in fact they're nobody. They haven't done anything. They haven't produced anything. In 2 weeks, Trump has done more with his Twitter, walking, in fact, to Boeing, telling Boeing, you're going to have to reassign your numbers, telling F-35s and Lockheed Martin, you're going to have to reassign your numbers, than Obama has done in 8 years. So Obama's finished. He's in the
fiction. That's right. That's right. For decades, no one would tell them, make this jet better, don't rip us off. So, of course, they ripped us off. And he's just finally acting like we have a consciousness.
That's correct, because he's a businessman. And he understands, like you and I, we produce something, it costs something in turn. Obama's never been a businessman. Hillary Clinton's never been in a business. Bush Jr. hasn't.
And so they're a bunch of frauds that are scared that a real business person who isn't just a parasite showing up, they're all scared.
Correct. And when you're frightened and you're a eunuch, which is what most of these presidents have been and politicians, they're ineffectual. All they knew was vulnerability and how to pander. That's not the basis of business. But
that's why they sell this fear-based nanny state crap.
That's exactly right. You have the correct force, politically correct speak force. You had an Obama whose history is not even known. I mean, this is a joke. And what's happened in that sick joke is that people have died overseas in wars that we didn't want. What was the result? They were unconsciously, they had affected what you and I have done with the military, and that is to put in people who are professionals, who understand the outcome, and who understand results. And that's Trump. The civilian Trump understands how important the professional military is and the professional businessman is, whereas the Obamas and the entire White House is pathetic.
Well, sure, but traditionally, any successful country has its intelligence operations by the very best that have already proved themselves in the military, or at least in business or medicine. You never brought in the spoiled princes and people, you know, to actually be part of anything if they hadn't already proven themselves. Instead, we bypass that selection process and just put a bunch of spoiled brats in who innately don't like real men and real producers and have a score to settle, so they try to extinct the non-eunuchs who they're in competition with, mounting the head of the very country that gives them the power on the wall because of their subconscious fears of it.
Well, let me put it, I think it's a brilliant analysis. You're a psychiatrist, but basically what these people are self-destructive. From the very beginning, when Bush opened up his mouth, when Bill Clinton started off with his nonsense, and then...
I'm sorry to interrupt. The president is Obama, 44, is talking about Russia. Let's go to it now.
They're trying to obfuscate the truth. The world should not be fooled, and the world will not forget. So, even in a season where the incredible blessings that we know as Americans are all around us, even as we enjoy family and friends and are reminded of how lucky we are, we should also be reminded that to be an American involves bearing burdens and meeting obligations to others. American values and American ideals are what will lead the way to a safer and more prosperous...
But he's at war with American ideals. Americanism and globalism.
Abroad. And by the way, few embody those values and ideals like our brave men and women in uniform and their families. So I just want to close by wishing all of them a very Merry Christmas.
Now they'll go into Russia.
And
I missed the first part of what he said, but we'll get a transcript.
I will take some questions.
Here's the first one's going to be Russia. Here it goes.
Josh Letterman of AP.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's a perception that you're letting President Putin get away with interfering in the U.S. election, and that a response that nobody knows about or a look-back review just don't cut it. Are you prepared to call out President Putin by name for ordering the hacking? And do you agree with what Hillary Clinton now says, that the hacking was actually partially responsible for her loss? And is your administration's open quarreling with Trump and his team on this issue tarnishing the smooth transition of power that you
look at these scared dinosaurs?
Well, first of all, with respect to the transition, I think they would be the first to acknowledge that we have done everything we can to make sure that they are successful, as I promised, and that will continue. And it's just been...
See, he has his surrogate trying to overthrow the election while he acts like he's not.
About a whole range of transition issues. That cooperation is going to continue. There hasn't been a lot of squabbling.
I think he was holding off because they were thinking about calling,
facts,
the word was,
which are that,
for looking at a new election.
Based on,
but that didn't just happen. I think Soros just didn't get what he wanted just now.
Intelligence assessments. The Russians were responsible for hacking the DNC. And that as a consequence, it is important for us to review elements of that.
Get rid of free
and
speech.
Make sure that we are preventing that kind of interference.
Fade him down. We'll bring him back up in a minute. A quick response to this, Dr. Pachinik. What do you make of this Office of Thought Crimes, this free speech police, this Office of Speech that they're setting up in the State Department, obviously with the CIA, with 160 plus million, admittedly, to go out and engage in disinformation operations? I mean, obviously, Trump's got to veto that immediately. This is, but I almost welcome it. Once we have open state-run media, this is just ridiculous.
Well, number one, you're not going to see any more press in the White House. I predict that Trump will get rid of all that nonsense. Number two, this is the end of Obama. This is how he started, just empty air discussions. In a way, what's interesting is Obama is talking about a operative who became the leader of a country. Now, I happen to know that Obama was an operative in the CIA, not an effective one, but somebody who did work in the CIA, and he's working against Putin, who worked in the KGB and then basically led a country into a very effective presence. Obama has led this country into a disaster. So what you're seeing is the counterpart of Russian effectiveness, Russian aggression, Russian leadership versus a pathetic individual who was co-opted by the CIA, whose parents happened to be very good CIA operatives, but who's a total product of John Brennan and Tenet and the CIA groupthink that has always been a problem for people like myself, for the military, and those who affect real
change. All right, we're going to come back to that in a moment. He's talking about victims in America of the Russian hacking. Nothing about China or Saudi Arabia. Let me ask you this briefly, Dr. Pachinik. Don't you think Trump should come out and say, look, the Chinese and the Saudis in newspapers bragged they were giving massive money to Hillary, 20% of her funding from the Saudis alone. That's foreign interference with them bragging. So until you investigate that, stop only looking at this. This is a load of horse crap.
Well, you know, Trump is now riding above the crest. He doesn't need to respond to anything right now because what he's absorbing is very simply that he's laughing his way into success or to the bank. In the same way that Michael Flynn is, the same way James...
No, sure, they're all very, very confident, but their surrogates need to point out that we, the people, took the country back despite foreign manipulation that was public, and so we won. Let's go back to the president. Here it is.
Both what had happened, and then you interpreted why that might have happened and what effect it was going to have on the election outcomes. We did not. And
this is the president meddling in the election, acting like he's not.
This hyper-partisan atmosphere.
Well, you're not hyper-partisan.
My primary concern was making sure that the integrity of the election process was not in any way damaged. at a time when anything that was said by me or anybody in the White House would immediately be seen through a partisan lens. I wanted to make sure that everybody understood we were playing this thing straight.
So we weren't trying to advantage. See, his job is to act like he's reasonable while the circuits run around engaging in just psychopathic behavior.
This has taken place, and so if you started seeing effects on the election, if you were trying to measure why this was happening and how you should consume the information that was being leaked.
Yeah, let's blame the loss on the Russians.
You might want to take this into account. And that's exactly how we should have handled it. Imagine if we'd done the opposite. It would have become immediately just one more political storm.
Now, I told Trump to make a big deal out of the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians and the Pope and the EU in our election from day one because they were going to pull this crap.
Not do the work.
I'm confident, like Chinnikas, we're going to beat them, but it shows they're going to dig in and they're not going to give up. They're going to keep trying to sabotage the country. Before we go any further, and I finish with Dr. Pachinik, I'm going to host some of the next hour of David Knight. As we go into this Christmas holiday season, we're going to have to get aggressive in the culture war and get right back in these people's faces, but also recruit dehumanized people. Take them out shooting, try to rehabilitate them, try to explain to them why they're so unhappy, because the state is their mommy now, and they're not happy, they're not fulfilled, so they think more of a state will make them happy. They're like little children. And first of all, I want to thank those for their support. We have free shipping running through right through next week, but the last day to get it anywhere in the U.S. or any protectorate is today, because anything shipped out by tomorrow will get to you before Christmas. Now, anywhere in the continental U.S., you can order by Monday. But we're going to obviously be shipping right up till Friday for orders that come in. We've got 24-hour turnaround right now with our great crew. And the purchases make it all possible. Free shipping, sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. 50% off our high-quality colloidal silver, silver bullet, X2's 30% off, Secret 12 30% off. A lot of stuff is on the verge of selling out. Because year-end, we want to get rid of our inventory, and that's happening. You got to pay taxes on stuff, obviously. It's like 10% or something ridiculous. So we're trying to sell out of everything, so a lot of stuff's selling out. Super Blue, the new toothpaste my dad developed. He's an oral surgeon, a dentist, and chemist. It's got iodine in it, the high-quality true iodine. It's got the colloidal silver and a lot more. Check out Super Blue. It is about to sell out. No reviews yet because we just started selling it 3 days ago, and it's about to sell out. And so I raised the price because we need to fund our operation. But I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to hire 5 more reporters, 4 or 5 more writers. I want to hire more camera people, more editors. We need to be able to have people at 3 different places at one time. Right now we're working. I've been working 16 hours a day, okay? And I'm not bitching about it. I just need more crew. We need at least a second string around here to make it a first string, to have some depth. So people aren't working 7 days a week so we can do a better job. It's not that I don't want to work. I just need to rest because then I'm better. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139 for the supplements, for the Hillary for Prison shirts, for the non-GMO heirloom seeds, you name it. Find out about Dr. Pachinik's great books with Tom Clancy and the books he's recently written and all his work at StevePachinik.com. You can follow him on Twitter and Facebook. Just Google Steve Pachinik. Doc, finishing up in this segment and the next, because I know I've been jumping in a lot. There's a lot of stuff breaking, and I appreciate you co-hosting with us in this hour. I've got to say, I've been interviewing you for 15 years. It's 15 years now. You were in the Council on Foreign Relations, famous spy chief, overthrew governments, you name it. And one of the founders of Delta Force was General Boykin, and was it Schumacher? I know all people in the military talk about the great work you did in classified stuff, but I got to hand it to you. You talked about the de-evolution of power back in the States 6 years ago on the show, 5 years ago. You talked about this whole model, the EU would fall. You really had the most optimistic view, and I quite frankly thought it was too optimistic. I got to say, 6 years later, you really are one of the most visionary people we interview, so hats off to you.
Well, it's a pleasure, Alex. Without you and your audience and this wonderful country, we weren't able to affect what we could. Let me say one thing. I'm going to wish everybody a good Christmas, not just good holiday, but a good Christmas. And please understand that our country is very strong. The dollar has gone up. The stock markets will continue. With the appearance of Trump and the people he's put in, the world understands one thing. We're coming back to be the major power. Russia's not an issue. China's
not. Hold on. Obama's getting into fake news. Stay there. All hell's breaking loose. Back it up. I know it's a live press conference. This is crazy. Stay with us, Dr. Pachinik. Stay with us, audience. Fourth hour, InfoWars.com/show. Some stations don't carry it. InfoWars.com/show. But most do carry the fourth hour now. And add a fifth hour soon.